who am I that I should receive the many blessings that you have bestowed upon me? We all need to be asking that question. And what it will lead us to in a biblical sense is, I'm only a sinner saved by grace. Some of you are converted while your brothers and sisters, maybe your mothers and fathers, are not converted. And that many times, that question mark comes into your mind. Why me? The answer to that is amazing grace. It's the grace of God. The only other answer you can give is that you were better than your brother or sister, your mother or father, and on the basis of your works, God chose to save you or to bring you out of darkness into light? I don't think so. All have sinned and missed the mark. All have come short of the glory of God. And salvation is of the Lord. The difference between you and your brothers and sisters, or your mother and father, or your kinfolks, or your best friends, the reason you know the Lord is because He intervened in your life. Who maketh thee to differ from another? What a great question that is. Who made you to differ from another? Why would you ever think you're better than somebody else? Well, you never will when you come to know that salvation is totally of the Lord, from first to last, from Alpha to Omega, from beginning to end, that it is God who comes into that dark place where you're living and quickens you, gives you life where you begin to see your sinnership and your great need of a Savior. You come to Grace Gospel Fellowship. We are a motley crew, people who have been converted out of whoredom, streetwalkers, people who've been caught up in addictions, and churchianity people who have believed that their denomination was going to take them to heaven. We stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder that He could save us, a sinner condemned unclean. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is the Savior's love to me. I'm amazed that God has made a difference. And I want to herald that message. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. I want to say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. To God be the glory, the honor, and the praise. God will take care of you. I want you to rest in that. I would like to comfort you today by assuring you that He who hath begun a good work in you will perform it. How good it is to know that God is making the difference in your life, and that there is no enemy, death, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, nor any other creatures can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.